young people. Very well done, teachers as well. And thank you to all those who've been preparing and working hard and practicing and organising so that we've been able to come together here and have our Easter service, and it was very well done. Thank you very much. There's lots of things to think about Easter. We've got some flowers up here, and that reminds me that flowers are popping out, and there are little lambs. Anyone seen any lambs? I'm sure you all have. Yeah, brilliant. And every year, Easter comes around for us in spring, and spring's full of new life. And so it's easy to remember what Easter is about. There's lots of sad things in the story of Easter. We have the story read to us, and there's some very sad, disappointing things. Things like where the disciples can't stay awake with Jesus when he's worried and anxious. Things like when Jesus is arrested by one of his friends who betrays him. Things like the story about the trees and that last tree that has Jesus crucified on it. Those are very sad things. And there are sad things in life too, and I'm sure that there are sad things at home, and there are sad things in the news. But the story of Easter is that love cannot be defeated by the sad things. Not even death can defeat love. The story of Easter is about an empty tomb where Jesus rises, and that's a miracle. It's very unusual, in fact it's unique. Jesus rises. And there's Mary. One of the Marys is at the tomb. And she runs to tell the disciples, and the disciples turn up. They don't believe her. They're confused. And so Jesus turns up again and says, love is not defeated by death. I'm alive. So the story of Easter is about Jesus showing us how to live and showing us the power of God and the power of love, that even death can't defeat love. And there's a place, there's another bit of the story which we haven't really been able to cover, and that's the Ascension. There's a place where Jesus goes to, and there he welcomes us when we believe in him. Now, we've got a prayer to say, and then I'm going to say a final prayer, and then we'll be able to go. Thank you all for bearing with us, because it's so cold. So, the Lord's Prayer. And how